Okay, so just so I can double check levels and whatnot here, can you give me your title there with the U of M?
Okay. I'm Anna Cates. I'm the State Soil Health Specialist with University of Minnesota Extension.
All right, perfect. So we'll just dive right into it here. What are some of the things we're seeing this winter as far as soil is concerned? Less snow cover and that sort of thing, I'm sure having an impact on that.
Yes. Having less snow cover just means the soil is exposed to any wind or water erosion that is going to happen. So we have had some winds, and when I've been driving around the state the last couple of weeks, I certainly see a lot of that black snow. It's a balancing act, right? If we can hold the soil in the field, we hold nutrients there for farmer use instead of putting them in the water where they aren't so useful. But we also, the less snow cover might mean an earlier, warmer spring, which might be a great thing for farmers.
And you guys have some studies and whatnot going on here this winter to kind of measure some of the soil movement and whatnot. Are you seeing some of that that data, I guess, happening?
Yeah, so last year we had these wind sediment collectors that looked kind of like wind socks, except they actually collect the sediment in a little metal box and spin around with the wind. So last year we didn't see much in terms of the effect of fields with cover crops versus fields with no cover crops. This year we've had a couple of data collection points, but I haven't seen the data yet. I think we might see a little bit of a bigger difference, although one thing about wind erosion is that the soil can move a long way. So we know that once it lifts off from the ground, it can move hundreds of miles. And so the main thing is to prevent the liftoff of the soil. And just a little residue on the surface can do that. A living plant is really good at it. Something vertical, like standing wheat stubble, corn stalks, or a living cover crop, those especially slow down movement. But just having something covered with a flat mat of residue can also slow down the movement of soils.
Are there certain areas that are a little bit more prone to this as far as, topography type situations too?
Sure. In hillier areas, we worry a little more about water erosion. In flatter areas, we worry more about wind erosion. So the western half of the state, it's more about wind erosion. In the southeast part of the state, they're worried about, gullies forming down their slopes. They got 10 to 12% slopes they're farming, and they want to keep the soil high on the slope and not see it all down at the bottom.
All right. Any other tidbits here from this winter as far as soil health is concerned to mention before we let you go?
Yeah, one thing we'll just have to see how it plays out in terms of the spring rains is, we started with pretty depleted soil profiles in a lot of parts of the state. A lot of the state is still considered in a drought based on the precipitation and the soil profile water. So a few more rains as the soil warms up here could really help us out. I'm crossing my fingers, and I imagine a lot of producers are too.
And I guess that kind of leads me to another question here. Does having more moisture in the fall help to kind of hold things in place? I mean, it's warm right now, but otherwise, does that help to freeze things or make it a little more heavy so it doesn't blow as much?
You should probably call a hydrologist on that one, but I will say that having a good soil structure kind of cements particles together. Not cements, because it's a little more flexible than that, but that creates larger particles we call soil aggregates, and they're less likely to lift off. So I would point more to that than to the conditions, although certainly drier conditions, lead to more blowing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time here today.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Anna Cates joining us on the Red River Farm Network.